November 22, 1902, Louisa is about to die, but obedience is opposed. On November 22, as I kept feeling ill again, Blessed Jesus came and told me, "My beloved, do you want to come?" And I, single quote, "Why yes, don't leave me on this earth any longer." And he, "Yes, I want to content you once and for all." As he was saying this, I felt my stomach and my throat close, in such a way that nothing could enter anymore. I could barely pull in a breath, feeling suffocated. Then I saw that Blessed Jesus called the angels, and said to them, "Now that the victim is coming, suspend the fortresses, so that the peoples may do what they want." And I, "Lord, who are they?" And he, "They are the angels that keep the cities. As long as the cities are assisted by the fortress of divine protection communicated to the angels, they can do nothing. But once this protection is removed due to the grave sins they commit, and they are left on their own, they can make revolution and any sort of evil." I felt placid, and seeing myself alone with my dear Jesus and abandoned by all creatures, I thanked the Lord from my heart, and I prayed him to deign not to let anyone come to me to bother me. While I was in this position, my sister came, and seeing me ill, she sent for the confessor who managed, by force of obedience, to have me open my throat a little bit, and then he came out giving me the obedience not to die. Poor is the one who has to deal with creatures. Not knowing the depth of all the pains and torments of a poor soul, they add greater sorrows to her pains, and it is easier to obtain compassion, help and relief from God and from creatures. Rather, it seems that they get more incited. But may the Lord be always blessed, who disposes everything for his glory and for the good of souls.